Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. In this video, we're taking an RPG element from TV tropes, which is armor and magic don't mix. And we're bringing that into real life for personal growth and self-development. So if you're struggling with figuring out how to bring these game mindsets and all this knowledge that you've gained from playing games for all these years and translating that into real life, into a realm that is maybe more of a struggle for you, you know, like getting out and doing these things to better your life, to change how you are impacting the world, well, this video is going to help. What's up, Game Changer? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, helping you find your true character and level it up so you can play life better. Armor and magic don't mix. This, to me, was specifically pointed at the cost of specialization. And so if you were to be a mage, if you're a spellcaster, then yes, there are some sacrifices that you have. You can't carry this heavy weight of armor. You know, you're not going to be able to take as many hits. And this is the same in any aspect in your life. Like, if you spend a lot of time learning how to do art, well, that means you're not doing other things. You're probably not as into math and things like that. Yes, that's kind of a false dichotomy, sure, but like, whatever you're focused on, that means there's an area in your life that you are not paying attention to. Introverts and extroverts, right? Introversion, you're paying attention to the inner world. This is where you're charging, building your energy, trying to make sense of what's going on inside you, or letting your mind go where it needs to go, right? But it's either way, it's going on inside of you, and that's the world that you treasure more, that you value more. For extroverts, it's the opposite. Spending time engaging with and orienting yourself to what is going on around you is going to build up a lot of that focus on, okay, this is the real world to me. This is what matters. It's this, the stuff going on outside of us, the stuff I can touch, taste, smell, what is emerging, the patterns, the possibilities, the connections, what I can control, the evidence of this thing working, what other people are feeling and doing, like all that stuff outside of you for an extrovert is what matters the most. Or at least that's the perception, because you're spending so much time on that, the inner world might get left behind sometimes. It's the same for introverts. The inner world, spending all this time figuring that out, that the outer world, you just don't really know what to do all the time. And that's fine. It's fine. The thing that I want to focus on here is that the cost of specialization is just the price you pay for getting good at something else. And so, yes, the mage is going to struggle in different areas of his or her life. The ranger is not going to be as good at that up-close, hand-to-hand, quick combat. So if we were to bring this into some of the RPG model that Geek Psychology uses, you have these different dichotomies, okay? So you have, like, stabilizing and innovating. Introverted sensing and extroverted intuition for the MBTI geeks. Okay, you can't have them both at the same time. So if you're an SJ, you're focused on stabilizing. If you're an NP, you're focused on innovating. You're focused on changing things. And that's how you best understand life, is by either stabilizing it and going into your past and understanding how this happened before, or by creating new emergence, by changing things up so that you can understand the pattern of how things will develop. For NJs and SPs, you have the visioning aspect of the world, and you have the engaging aspect of the world. If you're spending a lot of time visioning, then you're probably going to get really good at seeing the long range, forecasting where things are going. But you're probably going to struggle with engaging in your body with the real world. And likewise, the opposite, if you're spending a lot of time engaging and being in the moment and turning experiences up to 11, well, then you're probably not going to be too concerned with how things are going to pan out, and the maybe more esoteric or deeper meanings and implications of things. Because that's just not what you're focusing on. Does that make it bad? Does that make this better? No. And so it's a matter of just accepting that, well, when you do something, something else is not done. And for the judging functions, you have things like strategizing for the TJs, and for the FPs, you have resonating. Well, if you're spending a lot of time strategizing to make sure that you achieve the goals, well, you might be missing out on, like, how does this really resonate with me and who I am? Like, is this a goal that I'm going to be happy with later on down the road? And the same is the opposite. If you spend so much time resonating and seeing, like, how does this feel with me, and evaluating on this scale of like to dislike, you know, or to hate, and you're spending all this time in your feeling, well, then you're probably not spending a lot of time strategizing and making things happen and taking command of what, you know, your life and the resources around you. And for FJs, you have unifying, and TPs, you have analyzing. Well, those are also opposites, right? Unifying is bringing things, bringing people together. And if you're spending a lot of time doing that and proactively going out there and supporting other people, well, there might be a part of you that's missing out on, like, separating and categorizing all these things and making sense of the data, because you're so concerned with other people and making sure that other people are on the same page and feeling good. And by having to point out some of those cognitive dissonance creating aspects, like, hey, you're actually wrong about this, by saying that, well, that creates disharmony, right? So you probably kind of, whether it's consciously or not, distance yourself from that. And same for TPs, if you're spending so much time making sense of the information, of the data, and all this other stuff, and making sure that it really makes sense to you, and you can take it apart, you can zoom in and, you know, fiddle with it and understand how something works, well, you're probably missing out on some of those peopling aspects, right? You might not be as, like, proactive to go up to somebody and, you know, give them a hug and be like, hey, how you doing? Like, are you feeling all right? Let's get these emotions out into the atmosphere so we can work with them. That's probably not what you want to do. Is that bad? No. Is it good? No, it's just a thing. It's what it is. So I just wanted to bring that all together now in this video. Mages and armor don't mix. Magic and armor don't mix. Be okay with it. Be okay specializing in doing what you do best, and make it the best. Make it you doing it as good as you can. And that doesn't mean you can't be aware of armor if you're a magic user. You know, you got to spend some time understanding it, but don't worry too much about doing life in a way that doesn't fit who you are. Do you. And still try to keep that awareness of what other people are doing as well. This is not saying that you shouldn't be concerned with your physical health and your defense and things like that if you were to be a magic user, right? It's just saying, well, you might need to go about it in some different ways because you're so good at this. Well, maybe you got to use your spells and abilities to make up for that. It's not completely shutting it out and just being like, well, I'm never going to take a hit and nothing's going to go wrong. It's okay, this is something that I'm, you know, kind of lacking because I've spent so much time on this other thing. So maybe I need to find some ways to be more flexible so that I don't suffer from it, so that these problems don't happen. And so how do you do that? Well, it's all within personality type for me. Knowing who you are on a deep level, knowing your personality, knowing your true character is what's going to help you have these realizations that, you know, strategizing and making a plan for what I want in life is something that I suck at. So I need to find a way to make it work with me. I need to break down the goals to really, really small, manageable little bites, okay? So that it's not daunting, so that it doesn't feel like this huge strategy that I can't possibly hold. And if you're all about visioning and not really about engaging, it doesn't mean that you never should engage in your body, in the experience, in the moment. No, of course not. But it means that you need to be aware that this is probably a struggle. Sometimes you might get a little carried away with it. Sometimes you might shut it off completely because it's that other realm of things. And so just slowly dipping your toe in, engaging, okay, seeing how it feels, knowing that, you're okay in it, and then stepping out again, right? That's the same with me in creating strategies. It's just, I'm gonna try to do it this way. Okay, some things I liked, some things I didn't. Okay, let's kind of reset, regain my mana, and then try it again in its own way. So that's the end of this video. I hope that it benefited you. I hope that it helped you. And I want to know your thoughts as well. What do you get from magic and armor don't mix? And maybe where in your life are you over specializing that's costing a little bit? Where in your life are you focusing on that means that you're missing some other aspects behind you? What kind of gear are you wearing? That means that you're not wearing other types of gear. What kind of weapon are you wielding in life? That means that you haven't practiced using a different kind of weapon. And how can you kind of make up for that with your own skill set? What's one thing that you can do using your skill set now to make up for one of your struggles? All right, so I hope this video helped. If it did, please let me know and keep up the lifelong questing. Good luck, have fun. Peace.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.